Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a GUI Jungle Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow, then resampling it into something you can actually arrange like a proper DNB weapon. And that word, weapon, matters here, because we're not just trying to make a big ravey sound that goes woo-o. We want a stab that can live in a jungle intro, punch through a break, answer the bass line in a drop, and still feel musical. So think less preset demo, more track-ready hook. We're going to start by setting up the sound so it moves over time. That's the whole idea. In drum and bass, static sounds get old fast. A Hoover that's just sitting there can feel cheesy or flat in about 2 bars. But if the filter opens and closes, the detune shifts a little, the distortion pushes harder, and the reverb blooms at the right moment, suddenly the sound feels alive. Then we print that performance to audio and use it like a custom sample. So first, open a fresh set in Ableton Live 12. Set the tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a solid middle ground for jungle and modern DNB. Then create 3 lanes, one MIDI track for the Hoover, one audio track for resampling, and your drums and bass if you already have them going. Before you even touch the synth, get a basic drum loop playing. Kick, snare on 2 and 4, and ideally some chopped break elements underneath. This matters because the stab doesn't exist in a vacuum. It needs to dance with the break. If the rhythm of the drums is busy, the stab should be simpler. If the drums are sparse, you can let the stab answer more aggressively. The break basically tells you how much space you've got. For the source sound, use Wavebeatable if you want flexibility, or analog if you want something a bit more old school and raw. Start with saw-heavy content. Saw 1, saw 2, and a little detune between them. Keep it in the mid-range for now. Don't overthink the low end, because the sub and kick are going to own that space later. If you're in Wavebeatable, a good starting point is a bright Wavebeatable or saw-like spectrum, with unison around 4 to 8 voices and a tune somewhere moderate. You want width, but not a giant smeared cloud. Too much unison can sound massive in solo and messy in the full mix. Now put an auto filter after the synth. Set it to low pass mode and start with the cutoff fairly closed, somewhere around the low hundreds. Add a little resonance, just enough to give the filter movement some bite. Then put a saturator after that, if you want, and glue compressor as well, just to tighten the body and make the sound feel a little more locked in. A touch of redux can also work if you want a slightly more broken digital edge, but use it sparingly. At this stage, don't chase the final sound yet. You're building a patch that becomes interesting through motion. Now write the MIDI. Keep it short. Hoovers in DNB usually work better as punctuation than as long chords. Think one-hit stabs, offbeat hits, or a simple two-note call and response. A great approach is to place one stab after a snare hit, then another at the end of the phrase to lead into the next bar. Keep the note lengths short, maybe an eighth note or a quarter note at most. If the notes are too long, the arrangement gets muddy fast once the break and bass come in. And use a musical context. If you're in a minor key, stick to notes that actually belong. For example, in a minor, A, G, and C can work nicely. In F minor, F, Ab, and C is a strong starting point. That way the stab feels like part of the tune, not just a random Hoover preset thrown on top. Now for the fun part. Automation first. This is where the lesson really lives. Instead of making one static sound and hoping it works, we're going to automate the sound so it performs. Draw movement across 4 or 8 bars. Keep it controlled, not chaotic. A good set of automation targets is filter cutoff, resonance, detune or unison amount, saturation drive, and reverb wet level. You can also automate stereo width or auto pan if you want the tail to move a little more. Think in phases. For example, bar 1 can be dark and closed. Bar 2 opens up a little. Bar 3 gets wider and more driven. Bar 4 gives you the biggest hit, maybe with a bit more reverb on the last stab only. That kind of contrast is what keeps the ear locked in. In DNB, controlled escalation is everything. You don't need motion every millisecond. In fact, too much motion can feel gimmicky. A small change every bar is often more effective than non-stop wobbling. Give the listener something to anticipate. For the filter, a sweep from roughly a few hundred hertz up into the upper mids or a few kilohertz can work well over the phrase. For saturation, a few dB of drive is usually enough to add grit and make the stab cut through. For a reverb, keep it short and deliberate. A tight room or small space usually works better than some huge washed-out tail, unless you're intentionally making a transition moment. Now build a practical FX chain around the sound. A solid order is auto filter, saturator, glue compressor, then reverb or hybrid reverb. If you want a little extra bounce, A very subtle echo can be nice, especially with an eighth note or dotted eighth feel. Just be careful, too much reverb or delay will smear the groove and bury your snare. This style of DDNB wants space, but it also wants impact. One teacher note here, if the attack feels soft, fix that before you move on. You can reduce the amp envelope attack slightly, add a little more saturation, or even do a tiny gain dip and rise right at the front of the sound. Jungle stabs need to speak instantly. They have to hit hard even when the arrangement is dense. Now we're ready to resample. Route the MIDI track to an audio track set to resampling, or set the audio track input to resampling and arm it. Then record the full automated performance. Capture at least one 4-bar pass, and if the phrase has enough movement, do an 8-bar pass too. Why do this? Because resampling locks in the performance. It turns automation into audio. It lets you slice the best moments, pitch them around, and treat them like a real jungle sample. Also, little imperfections in the bounce often make the stab feel more alive. A tiny filter change or a slightly different tail on one hit can become the thing that makes the sound memorable. When you listen back, find the best moments. Maybe one hit has a nasty resonant edge. Maybe another opens up beautifully into the next beat. Maybe the wet tail blooms in a really nice way. Those are the parts you want to keep. Drag the resampled audio into a new audio track, or load it into Simpler if you want to play it like an instrument. If the phrase already has a strong rhythm, keep it as audio and edit the chops manually. Trim the silence, add tiny fades so you don't get clicks, and consolidate the strongest hits into separate clips if needed. If you're using Simpler, slice mode can be a great option that lets you turn different stab moments into finger-drummed variations. If you keep it as audio, you can duplicate the best hit and place it in different parts of the arrangement as a call and response device. A strong move in DDNB is to make multiple versions from the same source. One dry, punchy version for the drop. One wetter, more atmospheric version for the intro or turnaround. Maybe one filtered version that sits behind the drums and keeps the tension up. You only need one patch to get a whole family of sounds if you print it smartly. Now test it in context. Put the stab against the break and the sub. This is where the truth shows up fast. If the stab is too low, it'll fight the bass. If it's too wide in the wrong range, it can smear the mix. If it's too bright, it can step on the snare or make the top end feel harsh. Use EQ8 if needed to cut low end below around 100 to 150 Hz. That usually frees the kick and sub immediately. If the stab is too sharp around the upper mids, parve a little out around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if the low mids feel too bloated, a gentle cut there can help a lot. Utility is also useful if you want to narrow the stereo image in the lower mids so the track translates better on a club system. Remember, the main role of the stab, it's not the sub, it's the mid-range hook. It should punctuate the groove, answer the bass line, and keep energy moving between drum hits. In a roller's tune, that might mean a stab every 2 bars. In jungle, it might mean little ghost stabs tucked between break accents. Either way, the sound should feel like part of the rhythm section, not something floating on top of it. Now we can do arrangement automation around the resampled stab. This is where things start to feel like a real track. You can filter the stab down at the end of a phrase, reverse one hit into the drop, add a short, reverb throw on the final stab of an 8-bar section, or mute the bass for half a bar before the stab lands. Those little choices create tension and release. That's the engine of DDNB arrangement. A classic structure could go like this. Filtered intro, then the stab opens up as the bass enters, then a stronger drop switch, where the stab gets more aggressive, then a call and response variation later on. You don't need endless new ideas. You need a few good ideas evolving in the right places. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the stab too long. Shorten the MIDI notes and reduce the reverb decay if needed. DNB stabs need air around them. Don't let the low end pile up. High pass the stab and keep the sub separate. Don't overdo unison width. A giant stereo Hoover can sound impressive solo but messy in the full mix. Don't automate everything at once. Start with 2 or 3 core moves, like filter, drive, and reverb. And don't resample too early. Get the phrase working against the drums first, then print the best performance. If you want the darker, heavier edge, try a tiny downward pitch slide right at the start of the hit. Even a very short slide can make the stab feel more aggressive and a little more analog. Also, distortion before reverb is usually a good idea, because it gives the reverb more harmonics to work with. Another nice trick is to resample more than one moment. Print a dry pass, a brighter pass, and a more washed-out pass. That gives you 3 different chop sources from one patch. From there, You can pitch one up for tension, pitch one down for weight, or reverse a chop for a transition. So here's the big idea to remember. Think in phrases, not presets. The best DNB stabs feel performed because the energy changes over time. Build the motion first, resample it, then shape the arrangement with those audio chops. For a quick practice challenge, make a 4-bar stab phrase with only 3 to 5 hits. Use wavy-able or analog, automate the filter and saturation, make the last hit the biggest one, and resample the result. Then slice the best 2 hits and build a reclay phrase. Test it against your drum loop and sub at 172 BPM. If it punches without cluttering the low end, you're in the zone. That's the move. Build the Hoover as a living performance, print it as audio, and then use it like a custom jungle sample. That's how you get from nice preset to something that actually sounds like your tune.